So much then for the first precept and the first principle. Secondly, abstention from taking the not given. Now this is again a literal translation. This is not just abstention from theft. Now, that would be too simple, that would be too easy that is to say to evade or to get round or to get over or to get under. It involves, we may say, abstention from any kind of dishonesty, any kind of misappropriation, any kind of exploitation. Because all these things, all these activities, are expressions of craving in one form or another, unhealthy, selfish craving. And the positive counterpart of this abstention from not taking the ungiven, the positive counterpart is, of course, dana, or giving. And here again, it's not just the generous feeling, the will to give, as in the second stage, but the generous act itself. There's no need to go into all this. It should be sufficiently obvious. We have even in this place spoken, I think, more than once on the topic of dana, or giving, or generosity. And this is something I'm sure which all those who've had any contact with a living Buddhist movement or tradition for any length of time do come to understand very easily and very readily.